Blog Talk Radio.
Hug three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
About the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand, and we ought to know that we know not the hour nor the day, but we all need to be prepared to get ready for the bridegroom is coming for the bride. So we ought to tell the world that they ought to know about the kingdom. You're listening to Deborah Jackson Live, Evangelist Jackson on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on a Monday morning. The Bible has given us a mission to commission to stir up the gift that is within, as Paul told Timothy, to stir up the gift. God has given many gifts, but he has sent to the earth the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints, to bring us all into the unity in one mind, one body, one spirit, that as we seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, Ministry Music. This is the line and Hilda Stoltz. So, for 1 hour, we want to bring peace, joy, which is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the kingdom of God. There's love in the kingdom of God. Perhaps you lack peace, joy, love. Perhaps you don't quite understand that whatever you're going through is just a test. Those are a test. God's working it out for you then. That you are walking in peace. The peace of God to talk today, understanding, and the joy of the Lord gives us to stand back. Know that He's working it out for you here. And be not despised by our youth. Many are young in their calling, don't quite understand what their purpose in this walk. The Bible says that when we seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added. And James says that if anyone has wisdom, let him ask. For Solomon asked God for that wisdom. And not only did God honor and gave him wisdom, but he supplied every need. He gave him all the riches. He gave him everything that he needs to sustain. And if you read the story, Solomon had fallen short. He had missed the mark. But as believers, our goal is that we live a quiet life, minding our business and working with our hands, just as we're instructed that we as people, we are people who are believers, that we respect the way we live, and we are not depend on others, but depend on God, to put our trust in God and not in man. The NLT, New Testament, Living Testament, states that when we tell, when Paul was telling the Thessalonians, he told them, we who are still living when the Lord's return will not meet him ahead of those who have died. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet call of God. First, he's going to come to the believers who have died and will rise from their grave. And then together with them, we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and then we will be with the Lord forever. So today, the message is, be encouraged with these words. God working everything out for our good, whether it be Trump or whether it be Hillary. The Bible says he's working it out for our good. This is our hope in Christ
To make merry music, to sing him. And as we acknowledge him, as we rejoice, his nostril, it's our prayers and song. So if any of you are afflicted, the Bible says, let him pray. And if merry, let him sing psalms. And if any sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayers of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed a sin, for sins, they shall be forgiven him. The Bible says that if we confess our faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This is why we pray and praise. Like Elias, he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth. 3 years and 6 months, the Bible says. He prayed again, and the heaven gave up rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. My brothers, my sisters, they're tested with trial. There. The Bible says that we confess our sins and we are faults, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. And at this time, moment, the segment of our program, you are called. It's too lovely and of a good report. We ask you for righteousness. So let us the body has a sacrifice. To his presence.
Brothers, preaching. So, the grace that is to be brought at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let us be obedient to the call. I actually but as God has called you to be holy, so let us be holy in all manner. Kingdom focus with the session on 33, but if you can keep on shouting, his righteousness. For the work of ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday. You like the coverage? No. 657-383-0957 or 877-497-1796. You'd like to be a guest or us? So, this is a ministry, not a show. But if you like to get the music with a message to send to mine, you may call 717-366. This is the scores. How shall we facility at the Gathering Villa, the dwelling place, and now, we invite you to a new world to two. To do the will of the Father. And you're also as an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. You're the invitation to attend. Well, this that the newest, that the location is 30 Ridge Avenue in York, PA. Because this is a new season, a new year of the Lord's release. And we have been commissioned according to that are faithful and are in covenant and have made sacrifice. Have you made a sacrifice
to commit to doing the work of ministry. I'm quite sure, likewise, you have made many losses, lost friends, relationships, jobs, money. But the Bible says, what does it profit to gain the whole world and lose your soul? So, my beloved, gather with me Monday through Friday. Those that are in agreement with me, as the psalmist says in Psalm 50, verse 5, that the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is holy. And we must come to a place, total submission to his will, not our will, but his will. God is calling upon us in this day, in this hour, that we surrender all, that he be glorified in the life that we live. God is calling for those to make that sacrifice. He desires not the sacrifice of bulls, of blood, how they practice in the Old Testament. But if God is desiring us to open up our lips and show forth his praise. Psalms 51 and 17 says, the sacrifices of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. This is what God desires. So Zion, my beloved, let us rise, shine, and give God some glory. Jesus said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So, rise. This is the year of the Lord's release. This is the month of Thanksgiving. We also thank God for this day, for this month, for this hour, for
guests. We're coming to the end of our program, and our job is to be about the Father's business, and that is ministering music with the message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. We are closing with selection Healing for My Soul, written by yours truly. And the purpose is to encourage those that are suffering from depression and who are dealing loved ones who have given up hope. So we want to encourage you to see me changing minds through enrichment, for spiritual enrichment and support, call 717-379-1503. Every Friday is a Good Friday, and we want to be a blessing and share a word and give you the fruit of our lips with music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. So join us every Friday at 12 noon to 2 for a healing for your soul enrichment gathering. Give us a call at 717-379-1503. And I close with this word to those that are in the house of God. Be like a green olive tree in the house of God. Trust God in His mercy and give Him praise. As David says in Psalms 52:9, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson High. Tune in every Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name.